Alright, my friends, welcome back to the Low Dopamine Life. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and today we're diving into something truly powerful, cultivating self-compassion and self-awareness. Ever feel like you're running a marathon in life, constantly pushing yourself, but somehow never feeling fulfilled? You know that feeling when you stumble, and instead of offering yourself a comforting hug, you berate yourself for even messing up? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a better way? A way to navigate life with more grace, kindness, and understanding towards ourselves? That's exactly what we're exploring today. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate self-compassion and self-awareness. First off, let's talk about the power of acknowledging your emotions. We often try to suppress or ignore our feelings, thinking it makes us stronger. But honestly, bottling things up is like trying to hold a balloon full of air. Eventually, it's going to burst. Instead, practice mindfulness. When you feel an emotion bubbling up, just acknowledge it. Say to yourself, "I'm feeling anxious right now." No judgment, just pure awareness. Think of it like giving yourself permission to feel your feelings without getting swept away by them. Second, remember that you are human. We all make mistakes, we stumble, and sometimes we fall flat on our face. It's part of the journey. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who was struggling. Imagine someone you loved tripped and scraped their knee. You wouldn't berate them, right? You'd probably offer a comforting word and maybe even a band-aid. So why not extend that same compassion to yourself? Third, challenge those negative self-talk patterns. We often have this inner critic constantly whispering doubts and criticisms in our ears. But what if you could reprogram that inner voice? Start by noticing those negative thoughts when they pop up. Then, gently challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, we realize those harsh judgments are just unfounded beliefs holding us back. Next, practice gratitude. It might sound cheesy, but taking time to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a supportive friend, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Make a conscious effort to notice and savor these little moments of joy. They add up. Finally, remember that self-compassion is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more compassionate towards yourself than others. That's perfectly okay. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself with kindness and understanding. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy entrepreneur juggling work, family, and personal commitments. She's constantly striving for perfection, pushing herself to the limit, and rarely taking time to breathe. One day, she realizes she's burnt out, exhausted, and feeling overwhelmed by self-criticism. She's constantly berating herself for not doing enough, being good enough, or achieving more. It's a vicious cycle that leaves her feeling drained and discouraged. But then Sarah decides to make a change. She starts practicing mindfulness, acknowledging her emotions without judgment. She begins to challenge those negative self-talk patterns, replacing them with positive affirmations. She makes time for activities she enjoys, like reading or spending time in nature. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel a shift within herself. She becomes more patient and understanding towards herself, recognizing that it's okay to make mistakes and that perfection is an unattainable illusion. So remember, my friends, cultivating self-compassion and self-awareness isn't about being perfect. It's about embracing your imperfections with kindness and grace. It's about treating yourself with the same love and care you would offer a dear friend. It's a journey of continuous learning and growth, but the rewards are immeasurable: increased happiness, reduced stress, and a deeper sense of connection with yourself. And remember, if this resonated with you, share it with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread some self-love out there. Until next time, keep your spirits high and your hearts open. Remember, you're amazing, just the way you are.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.